What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Have you ever been on a super awkward date before? I definitely have. It kind of goes like this. Hello, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
So the weather is great today.
Yeah, it's not raining.
Yeah, the sun is perfectly round.
And yellow.
Yes, and yellow, yes. Do you want to order?
Yeah, let's order.
Yes, super awkward. Today's video is about what you should talk about on your date to avoid awkwardness and have a deeper understanding of each other. If you have a problem just like me, go watch the video today. But before you go do that, let's practice today's sentence. Through our question, we're signaling that understanding their child self will be vital to grasping how they behave and who they are as adults. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Through our question, we're signaling that understanding their child self will be vital to grasping how they behave and who they are as adults. 好的，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，through our question， 这边的 through our 念完 through， 嘴巴从 u 变成 a， 直接念 our，through our question。We're signaling 可以分音节念。首先 ，s i g 的 g 记得要发出 g 的音 ，sig。Sig, 再来 A 念圆的 O 的音 Signal 最后呢 L-I-N-G Signaling that understanding their child self will be vital 这边的 vital 的 I 呢是念 I 的长 I 的音 OK Vital To grasping 这边的 grasp 那个 SP 记得 S 跟 P 两个都要发出来哦 SP 的音 Grasping how they behave 呢重音放在前面 be 的地方 behave how they behave and who they are as adults 那这个 adult 呢有两种念法今天的讲者念 adult 那也有人会念 adult OK 那讲者念 adult 我们今天就念 adult 好那这就是今天的 pronunciation tips 接下来我们再把这句话再念一遍Through our question, we're signaling that understanding their child self will be vital to grasping how they behave and who they are as adults. Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is signal. Signal 可以当动词，也可以当名词。当它是动词的时候呢，意思是发信号或是示意。For example, we told him to signal us if he sees the teacher coming. 我们告诉他如果老师出现的话就要给我们发信号。OK, 那当 signal 是名词的时候呢意思就是指信号或者是迹象。For example, I don't know if she loves me or hates me with her mixed signals. 她给我混乱的信号让我不知道她到底是爱我还是讨厌我。好再来我们来看下一个单字 vital。Vital 是形容词，意思是必不可少的，或者是极其重要的。它的同义词有很多，有 essential、important、crucial 跟 indispensable， 都是一样，都是 important。Vital 很重要的意思。OK， 来个例句 ：She had a car accident last week and got a few broken bones. Thankfully, none of her vital organs were damaged.他上礼拜因为车祸断了几根骨头，幸好他重要的器官都没有受到伤害。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，grasp。grasp 是动词，意思是抓紧、握紧，或者是它可以衍生成为理解、领悟，或者是明白某些事情的意思。For example, Lex grasped the school bully's collar and shoved him against the locker. Everyone was shocked.Lex 抓住恶霸同学的衣领，并把他推向置物柜，大家都吓到了。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ，behave。behave 是动词，意思是以某种方式、形式或是表现。OK，For example， She was so nervous to meet the queen that she didn't know how to behave. 她因为看到女王而太紧张，不知道该如何表现。再来，我们来补充一个 behavior。behavior。behavior 是 behave 的名词形式，意思是行为或是举止。For example, did you notice him having any weird behaviors before he disappeared?在他消失之前，你有注意到他有任何奇怪的行为吗？ Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave a comment and a recording. You can even share your dating experiences or suggestions if you like. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.